Thanks for listening to KFUO, bringing Christ for you anytime, anywhere. We'll be back to regular programming soon. During Share-a-thon, join your voice with ours, and making your gift is as easy as sending a text to 41444. Just type KFUO as your message to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you anytime, anywhere. Pastor Fisk, what do you have to say about this text, Romans 10:17?
I love that text. Yesterday, I was in a conversation with a very faithful Roman Catholic, really intelligent guy, and it got very quickly into the question of sola scriptura. That clearly, he says, you know, the problem with Protestantism is you have no authority of the tradition to tell you what scripture means, and so you have all this division and all these people doing all this stuff. And I was like, no. What's happening is people are not actually letting the scriptures be what they are and are doing their own thing. What we confess is something completely different than you and your Bible and you just go do whatever. This is what Pastor Golden was talking about with the perspicuity of scripture. What we believe is that the Word of God actually is powerful enough to do its own thing. That it goes out into the world and cannot be stopped. And we want to think we can build some construction around it to make it work better, one way or the other. And it can't. It comes of its own accord, and it converts the heart, it regenerates the mind, and it makes faith live where it did not live before. This happens by the actual words of Scripture, right? By the testimony of Christ being raised from the dead, never to die again. Faith, which saves us alone, not because of its power, but because it trusts in the faithful one, the God who saved us in Jesus Christ, that faith comes to us when the Word of God comes to us as well. And the word comes into your ear or your eye or your hands. If you can't hear or see, sometimes you use Braille, right, to read. It comes into your head. Yeah. And the spirit is like rattling around in your head and your ear bones and the brain waves you have. The words are actually there doing that physically to you to make you alive again in Christ. It is such a foundational something to fall back on for your own comfort when you worry about how the church is doing, how the world is looking, to know that this word is unstoppable. It's very closely connected to Isaiah's text about how the word of God will accomplish what he sends it for and will not return void. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It goes out whether we want it to or not. It's going to do what it wants to do whether we want it to or not. As Luther teaches us in the Catechism on the Lord's Prayer, we pray in this petition that it would be done among us also, right? And then as KFU, of course, we pray that we would always be faithful stewards of this word, that it would go out through us over the airwaves, strength, faithening again, to you, over the airwaves to you. So there you go. That's what I think.
Pastor Golden?
Hey, that's fantastic. And, you know, this, as Pastor Fisk was holding forth, hitting the nail right on the head regarding, here's how the Lord goes about doing his thing. He does it through the word. And although we ourselves will struggle with the word to properly understand it, that doesn't stop the Lord from doing his thing. You know, it's very similar to, for example, with what Pastor Fisk was mentioning there in his conversation with a Roman Catholic friend, you could say the same thing with how the Lord takes his word, attaches it to water, and baptism takes place, and all the blessings that the Lord gives in holy baptism. And that's still true even for those who do not confess everything that God gives them in holy baptism, because they don't recognize it, it doesn't keep the Lord from not giving those gifts. He still does it. So even those who may reject, here's another fancy term, baptismal regeneration, that in holy baptism, God regenerates us. He brings us from death into life by the merit of Christ. Even if you don't confess that, still, when you're baptized, you still were regenerated. And because here's the Lord doing his thing by his word, and the word is not dependent on us. It's dependent upon God and his promise.
Thanks for listening to KFUO, bringing Christ for you anytime, anywhere. We'll be back to regular programming soon. During Share-a-thon, join your voice with ours, and making your gift is as easy as sending a text to 41444. Just type KFUO as your message to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you anytime, anywhere.